He's got his jump back. Like, you know, last year, a little bit, it was, hey, Luch, where's that smile? You know, he comes into the rink all the time with all his teeth in. And, you know, he's a hockey player that loves the rink and loves hanging out. I see him every morning in there. I bet you he's sitting in right now at Brew's table having a cup of coffee and, mm-hmm. and reading one of his class books, because I think all of his classes are in our building. But he's a great guy. He's got that smile on his face. He's got that jump. He just brings people around him up. He brings me up when I'm around him. You know, he's exciting to be around, and you want good things to happen for people like that.
You know, we go to after the second period. By the way, the shots were 9-9 in period number two. We go to the third period, and down by just a goal. There was no scoring in that whole third period. Certainly some opportunities for Michigan Tech. But, boy, I tell you what, a couple of big saves to keep us in the game, Coach, by Packy Munson.
And there will be no icing. Baltus slammed up against the wall. Looks to be okay. Breakaway back the other way for the Badgers across the line. Shot saved by Packy Munson. Wagner was on a clean breakaway, and Munson made the save to keep the Huskies within one. Baker in front. Nice play. Loose puck on the side. Oh, what a save by Munson. He did the splits to keep it out of the net, and the Huskies started back.
Well, let's go back to the first one, Coach. A big opportunity for Wagner on that breakaway. And this is why I love the game of hockey. You hear the call where Baltus is down below their goal line, chasing the puck. He takes a hit, and just split second later, it's a breakaway back the other way. How quickly things can happen.
Yeah, and again, that's getting back to protecting good ice, you know, D making sure that they're moving to the inside versus moving to the outside on the cover. And what happened there is we moved to the outside, and then one of them stumbled a little bit, one of our D stumbled a little bit, and away they went. They had a guy in open seam, and Packy made a great save to keep us in the game and give us a chance. But there, the chances that I think chances went, and again, we're going to get at the video. We didn't have the first period. There were some technical difficulties, so we don't have the first period. So we haven't done scoring chances yet. But I think overall scoring chances in the game, although Wisconsin had some great ones, I would say that they went in our favor, you know, maybe 12, 14 to 8 or 9 in the game. We weren't able to capitalize on them, and we made some glaring mistakes that gave them some, mm-hmm. you know, like the one-timer by Weisbach. That was the only real mistake that they capitalized on. So in the game, I thought we played well, but they're a good team. I mean, they're a good team with highly recruited players, and we're a good team. So it was a good hockey game.
All right, the shots in the third period, Michigan Tech 8, UW 7, final shots 27-22. The Huskies were 2-for-4 on the power play. Not a bad start on that. And the Badgers were 1-for-2. On the man advantage, and Patrick Munson ended up with 24 saves. Kyle Hayton with 20 saves, a couple of transfers battling each other in the nets in that very first game of the season. Not a big crowd at the game. They had attendance down at 9,497. I find it hard to believe that there were that many there, but maybe there were. It's tough to see with such a big rink, but that holds about 15,000. I don't think it was two-thirds full, but you could tell the Wisconsin fans are getting back in and supporting this team after a couple of lean years prior to Tony showing up there. So it was nice to see that back again, too, where when we played them a few years ago, you could see that, you know, we just dominated it completely, and their system was on a bit of a decline at the time.
Yeah, they've turned that program completely around. I think it's 22 or 24 players that they have either let go from the roster they had in the year and a half they've been there, or added to their roster. That were committed to them. So they're really making a concerted effort to change to the way they want to play and freeing up a lot of players to go other places and play. But, you know, we talk about what was going on there. When you listen to it, there's really, besides that horn in the background, there's not a lot of difference between when we scored,
right,
the screaming and the crowd and the support that we had, and when they scored. You know, so we traveled extremely well. I hope that we make our following, our Husky family, proud in the way that we play, in the way that we battle. And I loved the crowd. I went up after and met some of them. I was able to go to the alumni thing prior, the gathering, and meet several. And it was, you know, the support and the love for the university is evident when you get around people who've graduated and attend Michigan Tech.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with starting some of your questions. DJ@themix93.com is the email address. You still have time to get one in. DJ@themix93.com. The Joe Schott Hour continuing right after this on Mix 93.
12 years been sailing through the portage to Joy Seafood and Grill in downtown Houghton. Arr, a jambalaya bite warms me innards all through a cold Lake Superior winter night. With all you can eat three times per week, weigh anchor for a fast lunch bite or dinner with a brewski served up just right at Joy Seafood and Grill.
I like my burger with mustard.
No, mustard and ketchup. And a Coke.
Got to be well done.
Only medium rare, come on.
I only want grass-fed beef.
No, Angus.
On the grill.
Now, flat top.
You want a homemade veggie burger?
With a Coca-Cola.
Iceberg lettuce.
No way.
Avocado, dude.
Arugula. Nah, jalapeno.
Can I have a turkey burger? But turkeys are for Thanksgiving, man.
Burger with a Coke.
Brioche.
No.
Sesame seed.
Just a regular bun.
American cheese. Nah, man, you gotta go with Swiss.
No, cheddar.
Gotta use both hands.
No, one hand.
And wash it down with a Coke. My burger is best with a Coke.
Every burger needs a Coke.
Coke and a burger.
An ice cold Coke.
I'll agree to that.
A burger and a Coke.
It doesn't take a step-by-step recipe or even a plan to make a delicious meal. It doesn't take a freshly starched apron or an official foodie degree from social media. It just takes an ice-cold Coke, delicious food, and good friends. So whip up a meal, however you like. Grab some ice-cold Coke from your local supermarket and taste the feeling today.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance or concerned you might not have the right coverage? Hi, I'm Marcia Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whatever your situation, single, raising a family, or happily retired, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, we offer more choices, more options, more security, and more peace of mind. Put the Turvo Agency to work for you at 482-0080.
Welcome back here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Let's start getting to your questions for Coach Sean. As you can still get your questions in at dj@themix93.com. Here's your first question, Coach, of the week. What was the mood after the game in the locker room? Quote, hey guys, we let one get away? Or was it more, we can go toe-to-toe with anyone right now?
Well, I told them I was proud of their effort. I was proud of the resilience. We're not playing for the result, but we don't want to be happy. I told them that, you know, feel it, make sure it sinks in and feel it. This isn't what we're playing for, but we're pleased. We're not disappointed in the effort, in the resiliency, in the character shown. We thought the guys executed well, read situations, and adjusted well, and with that, we can. You know, we have a starting point, which is what we wanted to work forward from. And I told them the biggest thing that right now that I wanted them to get out of the game is that we need to practice at that level all the time. All of our practices have to be at that pace. Everything you do has to be at that pace or better. We want to be at a frantic pace when we're practicing, so that there are guys that are doing it, but there's not all the guys that are doing it. And I think the guys that aren't doing it and playing at that pace were the guys that weren't able to execute their will at all in the game. And we want, as a group, to be pushing ourselves, all of us, coaches and everybody, and challenging ourselves, getting out of our comfort zone, and doing everything that's capable for the guy next to you, not for yourself. You know, there's a proven thing. People are more willing to sacrifice their lives for other people, like in military or family and things like that, than they are for themselves. So we want to get that pride where they're doing everything they do and playing for the guy next to them, and the group is holding each other accountable.
Coach, next question for you. How long will the starting goaltending job be an open competition in the week leading up to a series? Any plans to platoon more than one guy? Or if Carroll and Munson can separate, would Bedun be a candidate for a red shirt? That's a lot in that question.
No, I mean, I guess everything's potential. Right now, it's they all look good to me. Packy, I think, has, and I told the other goaltenders that Packy in practice has been just a notch up.